loves mercy, amen. I sure hadn't gotten what I deserve, neither of you. God's been mighty good. Listen, I'm going to go real fast tonight, but somebody said it doesn't take a long time to tell the truth. So we're going to try to do it in a short time tonight before the babies start yelling and screaming. But I want to look at one verse of Scripture tonight. You're probably familiar with it. And I want to charge the parents for just a little bit tonight. Our will or our desire for these babies is that they grow up right. That they turn out good and not rotten. There's enough rotten teenagers in the world today. There's a lot of rotten adults. And I think with all my heart, if they're going to turn out right, my desire is one day they walk down this aisle and marry some young man or some young woman, and that they walk down that aisle pure and holy before God. Amen? My desire is that they find God's will for their life and they do God's will for their life, whatever that may be, whether it be a pastor or a missionary or even a plumber for all that matters, a doctor or a lawyer. I don't think it's God's will for them to be a lawyer, but a doctor or whatever God may have them be. Amen? I want them to find God's will, and I want them to live clean and right. But listen to me carefully, parents, that's not going to happen by accident. It's not going to happen by accident. It's going to happen on purpose. And you've got a purpose in your heart that you're going to do your part to see to it that they turn out right. We have a promise right here in the Word of God in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 6. He said, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, there's that old saying, and you know, about kids have got to sow their wild oats and all that stuff. That's a lie. That's nowhere in the Bible. Them crazy Amish people, they turn their kids loose to the world. You're a fool if you turn your kids loose to the world. There's a world out there that'll gobble them up so fast, it'll make your head spin. Don't ever just say, hey, child, just go out there and see what it's like. Go try it out. No, because sin bringeth pleasure for a season, and there's a good chance you turn your young and loose, you will not get them back. Amen. So I want to charge our parents tonight. I know your desire for your children is not to see their teeth rotted out of their head because of methamphetamine. Your desire for your kids is not for one of these little girls to come home and say, Daddy, I'm pregnant. That's not our desire. Does it happen in society? Of course it does. Does it even happen in churches and Christian families? Of course it does. But I believe 9 times out of 10, if we'll do right, our children will do right. If we'll do what the Bible tells us to do concerning our children, they'll be okay and they'll turn out all right. But here's what it's going to take. Mom and Dad, it's going to take you being the same people at home you are at church. 9 times out of 10, where I've seen a teenager turn out bad, it's totally opposite at home than it is from church. It's a cuss fight and a screaming and yelling. It's a bunch of mess. I had one little boy in my office tell me one day. He said, Brother Eddie, it was when we had our school. He said, you just don't know what it's like at my house. I said, your daddy is a good Christian man. He said, my daddy cusses my mama like a dog. You want them to stay in church when they're bigger? Show them something real at the house. Amen. You can be real. I don't care who you are. Amen. Make sure your heart's right. And make sure if you want them to turn out where they're supposed to be, make sure you're where you're supposed to be. I'm going to give you three things right quick, and we're going to gather around this altar and pray over these babies and just give them back to the God who's given them to us. Man, what a blessing. What a blessing, man. One of the greatest gifts. The Bible said that they're a heritage from God. I mean, boy, what a blessing when God bestows on us the honor of raising something that belongs to Him. Amen. God gave those babies life. God put the breath in their little old bodies, and God saw fit that He would allow you to train that baby up and to raise that baby. Man, what an honor. God could have gave that frilly little girl right there to anybody on the face of this earth, but Ryan, He gave her to you and Lauren. Man, what a deal, man. What an honor and what a blessing it is. But you know what? With that honor and with that blessing comes, number one, a great responsibility. A great responsibility. We're living in a day when parents are no longer raising children. The video games are raising them. Barney's raising them. Y'all listening? Bob the Builder's raising them. Well, it got quiet in here. I ain't got nothing against Bob the Builder. Hey, the public school system's raising them. The daycare's raising them. Hey, God didn't give them to a daycare. He gave them to you. He didn't give them to a video game. He gave them to you. And it is a great responsibility to raise a child. One of the hardest things I've ever done in my life is raise my three children. People ask me all the time, what did you do? How did your children turn out so good? I just said it was mama. I made a lot of mistakes. There's going to be days that you're not going to know what to do. There's going to be days that they'll come home and say, Daddy, can I do this? And in your heart, you want to say yes, but you really don't know what to do. You're going to have a relationship with God to guide you in raising these children. In other words, what I'm saying, part of that responsibility for these babies is for you guys to have a prayer life. For you guys to go before God and say, God, I need you to lead me and I need you to guide me. I used to pray for my kids when they were little. God, let me know when the right one comes along. God, you show me when that's your will for my son. You show me when Cora comes down the road that'll be my son's wife right there. God, you give me peace about Todd. God, you give me peace about Chase. Much prayer went into their spouses. I prayed for them before I ever knew them. Y'all need to start praying for these babies now. I want to walk down these aisles one day and get married and stay that way. But we need to bathe that thing in prayer. We need to pray about their mate. We need to pray about their future, what it is that God wants them to be. Levi was called to preach when he was 10 years old. 10 years old, he said, Daddy, God wants me to preach. I said, well, preach, son. He got to be a senior in high school, and we started trying to decide about where he was going to go to school and what he was going to do, and he sat down with me in the living room one day. I'll never forget it. He said, Dad, what do you think about the military? I said, I think it's a great thing, if that's what God wants you to do. Amen. I said, but you said God wants you to preach. I said, do you still think he does? He said, yes, sir. I said, then you tell me what you ought to do. He said, well, I kind of want to go to the military, but I guess I ought to go to Bible school. Amen. I want to push him in the direction that God wants him to go. I don't want to push him into a direction just because it might make a lot of money or it might have a bright future. Hey, I'd rather him be in the will of God and flat broke than out of the will of God in a divorce court somewhere and only getting to see this baby every other weekend. I'd rather have him flat busted in the will of God than loaded out of the will of God. Are you listening? Levi said, well, you better be happy because I'm flat broke, amen? What a blessing. Listen, part of that responsibility is that you pray for those kids. Listen, I can pray for them. Brother Freddie and Brother Charles can pray for them. Hey, but they ain't nothing, Lauren, and ain't nothing, Megan and Cora, I forgot Brooke was back there, and like a mama's prayer. How many of you thank God your mama prayed for you? I remember coming in on Friday night as a teenager, slipping in the door about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, coming down that hallway. I was praying that floor wouldn't squeak, holding my shoes in my hands. My bedroom door was right across from Mama's, and I'd get to that door, and I'd see that light coming out from under there. And I remember trying to slip in my door, and by the time I'd turn that knob, I'd hear my little old mama in there saying, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you for bringing him home. God, thank you for keeping him safe. Hey, brother, I believe I'm here tonight because my mama prayed for me. Amen. And you're not just pray for him privately. You're let him hear you pray for him day in and day out and day in and day out. That responsibility involves prayer. That responsibility involves training. They're going to do what you teach them to do. They're going to do what you teach them to do. And it's not going to be that do as I say and not as I do. That won't fly. That does not work, never has, never will. You're not only going to have to tell them what is right, you're going to have to show them what is right. Are you listening to me? Before Levi married Cora, I didn't set him down and say, son, now here's how you need to treat your wife. I didn't say nothing to him. Because all his life, he had watched how I treated his mama. And I thought if he'll treat her like I treat his mama, they'll be okay. Amen? Hey, our job is to teach them and to train them. Hey, what are we to teach them? We ought to teach them the principles of God. We ought to teach them God's word from an early age. Amen. Hey, they like to watch TV so much, get them some of them little Bible cartoons. That Mason comes to the house, he sat and watched the whole football game with me yesterday. I mean, just quiet as he can be, just sitting there bug-eyed watching that. Amen. It's fascinating to put them Bible tapes in there. Get that stuff in them early. You know what the Word of God will do? It'll keep them clean. It'll keep them right. Read the Scriptures to them. Teach them from an early age. This is the Word of God. Don't ever turn from it. Trust in it. Teach them the Word of God. It's our responsibility to pray for them. It's our responsibility to train them and teach them. Listen, Hillary said it takes a village to raise a child. God didn't give her or him or him or him to a village. He gave them to you. It ain't none of Hillary's stinking business whether or not you spank your child. Are you listening? And by the way, if you want them to turn out right, a spanking's in the Bible. Amen. His Bible, matter of fact, it says if you beat him, you won't kill him. Amen. I believe the Bible said if you spare your rod, you hate your pastor. No, that ain't what it said. I used to think that meant hot rod. Amen. If you spare the rod, you hate your son. Hey, there's going to be times the hardest thing you'll do, especially the first time you do it, Ryan, and you pick that little girl up and pop her bottom. Oh, I remember the first time I spanked Ashley. She's right there. She's a grown woman now. First time I spanked her, I cried harder than she did. Man, it broke my heart, but I knew I had a responsibility to train my daughter to do right. Hey, we're living in an undisciplined world. We've got one of our mamas right here that's dedicating a baby tonight. She had a job teaching in a public school, and it's so much chaos and so much bedlam because they have no authority anymore. Amen. I believe in authority. And by the way, you say, well, I just don't believe in spanking a child. They're going to get spanked. They're going to meet some authority somewhere. I would rather them buckle and submit under mom and daddy's authority than the law officer or the judge. Amen. So don't be afraid. If you beat these kids, I'll turn you in myself after we get through beating you. We do not believe in child abuse, but God put all that little padding right there for a reason. That's where the paddle goes. Levi, you grew up. If I can find it, I'll donate it to you. I was on the job one day and I cut a piece of 3/4-inch plywood and I cut me out a paddle. That thing's about that long. It's got the imprint of Levi's little behind in it today. Amen. I mean, he got it more than the rest of it. I mean, I lit him up. I didn't like it. I didn't whip him because I enjoyed whipping him. Listen, my mama beat the tar out of him. I didn't get whippings. I got whoopings. I had to pick my own hickory. And if I came back with one too little, she used it till it's broke and said, now go get me a hickory. Amen. There was days I wouldn't wear short britches because I was toting pinstripes. Can I get a witness right there? I'd done the circle dance many a days. Amen. Mama would say, why did you? And I'd say, but my shut up. Spank these children. That's your job. That's your responsibility to correct them. Don't let them stand and scream in your face and tell you no. My mama had a cure for that. She popped my mouth. The way she had it figured, if it was the mouth that sinned, that's what got punished. And God forbid I smart off at her in the back seat of the car because she's flying blind then, buddy. And just beat you to death, friend. Amen. Don't you let them sass you. Amen. Levi back talked his mama one day. I said, I'll take you out behind the house and I'll beat you like a man. Amen. I don't talk to her that way and you ain't going to either. Amen. Are you listening? That's your responsibilities, daddies. Amen. Daddies, you got a responsibility to teach them, to train them, to pray for them, to correct them. But you've got a responsibility to protect them. Amen. You listening to me? Don't you let some thug come to your door and take her off somewhere. Amen. Don't you dare do it. Don't you let, I mean, boy, you pray and you pray. And then when you do let her go out with a young man, set between them. Yeah. Amen. Hey, that's our job, parents, is to protect our children. Don't let them make their own decisions. They're little. And when they get to be teenagers, they're stupid. They'll get their brain back around 25, somewhere in that neighborhood. But they'll go through a spell. They don't have a brain. I mean, it's non-existent. It's not there. Do not let them make their own decisions. I had a lady sit in my office when we had our school one time. She said, well, I just think it's right that we allow our children to choose where they go to church or if they go to church. I said, lady, you're a nut. I said, do you let them choose whether or not they go to school? Well, no. So you care about what's in here. But evidently you don't give a rip about what's in here. You care more about what they know than who they know.
Amen.
Don't make church a hit and miss thing for these babies. Because you know what? One of these days, you're going to have grandbabies. And you're going to be upset because your sons and daughters won't bring your grandbabies to church. They're going to turn out about like you did. Amen. You've got a responsibility to protect them. Protect them from all the junk in this world. I would hate to know. And I know God's grace is sufficient, but I'd hate to know that I had to grow up from this size in this day we're living in. As wicked as it is now, I can't imagine what it's going to be like when these guys are 15. Can you imagine? Look where we've come in the last 15 years. Man, this world has got more and more and more and more wicked. We've got teenage girls in the hallways of our public schools smooching. And not with a boy. Are y'all all right? And it's a crime now if you say anything about it. Hey, you want them to turn out right? You want her to bring home a girlfriend one day or him to bring home a boyfriend? You better not. Are y'all listening? You're going to have to teach them now. We're going to protect them from this junk. Point it out. Tell them, hey, son, that's wicked. Honey, that's wicked. That's wrong. It's not right. Jesus don't like that. Amen. Hayden was in the back seat, our oldest grandson. We got a video of him on the phone. He's preaching, Brother Freddie. I mean, he had that arm going. He is letting her rip. And I believe my wife told, she's right here in front of me. I mean, he was saying, don't do this, don't do that. He said, don't have sex. I don't know what that is, but... I mean, he is tearing it up, son. Somewhere along the line, somebody said, this ain't right, and that ain't right. Hey, they hear more than you think they're hearing. It's our job to protect them. Point. I've told this story a million times, but I'll never forget getting off the school bus. I was in first or second grade, and I traded stuff all the time. I got more whippings for trading, but we could carry knives to school back in. Can y'all imagine that? They'll lock a kid up. I had a Barlow pocket knife with a tip broke off of it, and I was at lunch, and the boy in front of me had a deck of playing cards and was showing me card tricks. That was the coolest thing I'd ever saw. He taught me how to shuffle them, you know, do that right there, you know, and man, he taught me a card trick. I said, I'll trade you this Barlow pocket knife for them cards. He said, you got a deal. I got off the bus at my great-grandmother's house. It's wintertime. I went flying in the door. I said, Granny, sit down. Granny, sit down. I got to show you what I learned. I got to show you a trick, Granny. And I reached in my little book bag. I got them bicycle playing cards out, Brother Freddie. And I went, pfft. And Buddy, her eyes got big around, that big around. She said, oh, no, no, baby, no, no. Give those to Granny. These are wicked. She said, I'm talking about a deck of bicycle playing cards. That's how far we've come. She said, these are the tool of the devil. They ruin people's lives because men use them to gamble. And boy, she started preaching to me. And we went over to the fire, and she had a fire going in the fireplace. She said, there are demons in these cards. That's what she said. And she started throwing them cards one at a time in that fire. And she said, watch them. Watch them, baby. Watch them demons go up the chimney. And sure enough, that fire turned blue and yellow and orange. I didn't know then it was the ink in them cards. I was convinced that was the devil, son. And you know what? I've never had a gambling problem. You say that's a little bit extreme. I wouldn't even play odd and even with my lunch money. I wouldn't pitch quarters against the wall. No, sir. I wasn't fooling them demons. I done seen them go up the chimney. Point stuff out to them and tell them, baby, that's not right. We had a guy over at the house the other day working on the pool, and the man and his wife was with him, and they were sitting there. They took a break, and they're sitting out at the table, and Hayden came outside, and I was nervous the whole time. They were smoking, and I was nervous the whole time he walked out there. I thought, oh, Lord, don't let him, don't let him, don't let him, because usually he will. Hey, it's our responsibility. Don't shun your responsibilities. Daddy, be daddy. Be daddy, David. Be daddy. I don't care how ornery Brooke gets. You just be daddy. I'm the man. Amen. Ladies, be a good mama. You ever look at kids in the mall and think, where's your mama? Where is your daddy? I sat down on the train at the airport a few weeks ago across from this very well-to-do looking gentleman. And sitting beside him was a 16, 17-year-old girl. And man, she was all kind of messed up. And he's just carrying on a conversation with him. And all of a sudden she said, Daddy, what about? And I thought, man, how could you be so normal and could care less? Your child's a freak. And I'm not making fun of the girl. Well, somebody dropped the ball somewhere. Amen. Every now and then, Daddy's going to have to say, hey, not in this house. Yeah. Amen. I was visiting a family one time, and I'm preaching longer than I wanted to. I was visiting a family one time, and the daddy had been killed, and the mama asked me to come over. They've been to our church. The mama asked me to come over and talk to her teenage son. I walked in the door. I said, where is he at? She said, he's up there in his bedroom. I walked to the door, and there's a big old sign on the door. It said, private, keep out. I thought, there's the first problem. And so my kids deserve their privacy. No, they don't. Amen. I'd let them go to the bathroom with the door shut. That's about it. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I know better than hiding anything. Love letters. It didn't matter. I just laid it on the dresser because mama's going to dig it up and find it anyhow. Amen. She read a love letter. Sister Angie wrote me one time. Read it before I did. I come home and hadn't read it yet. Laid it on the dresser. Mama come home and said, I read your love letter. I said, doggone, I didn't get to read it yet. Do not enter. I knocked on the door, no answer. Knocked on the door again, no answer. I mean, boy, in the kitchen, they had that picture of that painting with the guy praying over the bread. You know what I'm talking about? Had another picture of the Lord's Supper. And that door knocker on the front says, for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. And everything just looked so godly. I finally just opened the door, and he was sitting on the edge of the bed with headphones on his head. Budweiser poster over the bed with them Budweiser Beach babes. All kind of ungodly mess on his walls. I went and popped him earphones like that on his head. Sat down, talked to him a little bit, and I walked downstairs. She said, what's the problem? I said, you. I said, your husband died. And you don't want to make things worse on him, so you just letting him do whatever he wants to do. I said, I've seen lighter stuff in bars than what your kid's got hanging on his wall. I said, you need clean house. Amen. Amen. Daddies be dad. Yeah. Don't be afraid to say, hey, not here. Amen. Ain't happening. Amen. Amen. We have a great responsibility. But listen, we've got a great responsibility, but God has given us great resources. God has given us great resources. Levi, God has given you everything you need to raise little Mason right here. Don't let Oprah tell you how to raise him. He'll be as messed up as she is. Amen. You don't need Dr. Phil to raise these babies. You got Dr. Jesus. Amen. And he'll help you through every step of the way. You've got some great resources. Listen, I'm not bragging on myself tonight. Look, you've got a great resource in the Word of God, in the Scriptures. You've got more resources today to raise your children right than there ever has been. Man, you've got, like I said a while ago, you've got those little movies, the Bible movies. You can play for them, and they'll learn the Word of God. They'll know it better than you do. We got kids in children's church, I guarantee you. So we got 8-year-olds. We could bring them in here and have a Bible drill, and they'd beat the fire out of y'all. Every one of these little kids running around here can quote the books of the Bible wide open. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. I mean, blah, 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 blah. Our adults can't do that. We've got the resources, man, to raise these children. I believe God's put you in a good church. I'd be crazy if I thought it wasn't. I'd leave, man. God's put you in a good church. Hey, you know what they hear every week? They hear truth. Truth, truth, truth every single week. And you think they're sitting there playing. You think they're eating their candy. They're listening. These kids are absorbing, and they don't even think they're listening, but they are. They're hearing it. Have them in Sunday school. They're not big enough now, but they will be. When the time comes, you've got great resources. We've got good Christian schools. We've got great resources. Use them. Don't let the world tell you, here's what you need. Here's the direction you need to go. You let the Lord show you the direction you need to go. Amen. You got a preacher that loves them with all my heart. And I'd about die for any one of them. God's given us some great resources. He's given you, and I know every one of you, so I know I can say this, He's given every one of you eternal salvation. You're not a bunch of wicked lost parents out here trying to raise kids. I look at some of these parents and I wonder why God gave them to them. I just don't understand. But God gave you these kids because He trusted you with them. Use the resources that are at your disposal. Your church, your Bible, all the other little things that you can get at the bookstore that'll be a blessing in raising these kids. Use the resources God has given you. And I'm going to give you this and I'm done. There is great responsibility, but we've also been given great resources. But listen, Mom and Daddy, if you'll do right, I'm old enough now and I've come far enough along, I can promise you, you'll receive great reward. You'll receive great reward. My kids are grown. They're all three married. One of the greatest reward, and you don't understand this now, and there's no way I expect you to, but one of these days they're going to come home and say, Mama, Daddy, we got something to tell you. We're going to have a baby. Everybody told me how that would change my life. I heard that before Hayden was born. Oh, it's going to rock your world. It's going to change your life. I'm like, yeah, right. It's just another baby. Oh, was they ever right. What a reward. Somebody said grandchildren are the reward for not killing your children. Amen. But not only that, that is the greatest reward. But I sat on this platform this morning. I looked over that piano. And my son-in-law's playing it. Both my daughters and my son are standing behind it and they're singing for God. My daughter-in-law sitting out there holding my grandson. Boy, that's rewarding. Amen. Brother Levi went up and preached at New Manon Baptist Church in Marion, North Carolina last Sunday night. Brother Tony, that's a big church, 800 to 1,000 people. Brother Tony texted me Sunday night and he said, Brother Eddie, that was for me. He said, I've been an emotional wreck this week, and God used Levi to help me. Boy, you know how rewarding that was to me? I'd rather hear that than hear that he flew to the moon. Amen. It's rewarding to do right. I'll never forget, hadn't been that long ago, back in May, he almost made it. And Katie walked that aisle. Made those vows to Chase, and Chase made those vows to her. Me and Angie sat on the back porch when we got home. I looked at her with tears in my eyes. I said, we did it. Not one of them's ever spent a night in jail. Unless it's while I was out of town, they kept it from me. There's a lot of stuff happens when I'm out of town. Dogs disappear. What a blessing it is. You know what now? They're not just my kids. They're my friends. When I go hunting, I go with him. That's my buddy. That's my best friend. My girls and I have a great relationship. But listen. Go ahead, Mason. Amen. That's a reward right there. Don't shun your responsibilities. Don't depend on everybody else. Listen, the church is here as a resource. We're here to help you every which way we can. But you trust God. Hey, and every child ain't the same. Every child. Megan, y'all got a sack full now. I love, they got their little shirt says thing one, thing two, thing three. How many things we got? Four things. You know what you're going to find out? Every one of them's got a different personality. I was watching our grandbabies the other day. Hayden, he's just like his papa. Hayden pulled up his shirt and showed me his ribs. He said, look, Papa, I'm just like you. But he's just like me. He's wide open. And it takes a tighter noose. It takes a tighter grip. And then Jonah, he just sat there and do whatever you tell him to do. I mean, they're just totally different. So you can't always be the same with one that you are the other. Amen. That's where you're going to have to pray and ask God to give you wisdom in making decisions and how to handle those kids. But let God help you. Stay faithful in church. Stay faithful to each other. Listen, ain't ne'er one of these babies want to come visit you daddies every other weekend. You be faithful to your wife. Let me say it again. You be faithful to your wife. I don't want to, and I've had to do it over and over, sit and hold a little boy in my office crying, asking me why come his daddy left him. You make up your mind right now. I don't care how hot she is. I'm being true to my wife. I don't care how fat she gets. I'm going to be true to my wife. Are you listening to me? And I wasn't saying that in a joking manner. Man, people age and people change. You're going to too, bud. Be faithful to your husbands, lady. I don't care how much his hair falls out. I don't care how much his chest falls down over his belt. You be faithful to him. That's who God puts you with. Every one of you are saved. You prayed about who you ought to marry. And God put you guys together. Don't throw it in his face. You know who gets hurt the worst in a divorce? These children. These children. Because of that stinking D word, I didn't get to have a relationship with my daddy till I was in my 40s, late 30s. Man, that ain't right. That ain't right. You don't want these little old boys to have to call somebody else mama. Stay true to each other. Stay in church. Stay in your Bible. Stay on your knees. Trust God with them. And that's what we're going to do when we get in this altar together tonight. We're going to trust God with these babies. We're going to put their lives in his hand and ask God to lead them and guide them and direct them in the way that he'd have them to go. Amen. I'm going to call y'all up one at a time. And we'll present them their Bible, and then we'll have a dedication prayer. Landon, is that right? There's her Bible. Baby. I cannot see him. See if we can get Mason back in here and we'll gather around this altar. Ain't they a blessing, guys? Well, I'll tell you, while we're praying tonight, y'all just thank God. There ain't never one of them down at Scottish Rite tonight. God's give you beautiful, healthy babies. I can take you down there and show you some that ain't. God gave you some fine-looking youngins. Boy, as we just return them back to him tonight, we'll just say, thank you, Lord. Come on, let's gather around this altar and we'll pray. Miss Janice, if you want to just come and play, that'd be a blessing.